Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This 4th of July weekend, the country that most, but not all of us, were born in, celebrates the 239th anniversary of its Declaration of Independence from England. In various ways, many of us probably have expressed our patriotism, our love of the country, such as by honoring the flag and so also honoring the country it represents. Country and honor, or the lack of honor, are also central in today's gospel reading. Thus, our theme this morning, as we reflect on today's gospel reading, is country and honor. In today's gospel reading, Jesus, after healing the woman with a discharge of blood and raising Jairus' daughter, came to Nazareth, his hometown, the English Standard Version we heard read a few minutes ago translated. But other translations could, of the same Greek word, use the expression his own country or fatherland, namely Galilee. Jesus was not born in Galilee, of course, but he was raised there, in the town of Nazareth. As we heard, after teaching in the synagogue, Jesus said that there, in his own country, among his relatives, and in his own household, he was without honor. Undeterred by that rejection, Jesus went about other villages teaching, and he called and sent the 12. Who, having gone out, also preached repentance and did miracles, essentially inviting the rest of the country to honor Jesus. I still vividly remember the first time I preached at both the congregation where I was confirmed and the congregation where I was a member as an adult before and while I was in seminary. I could not help but think of Jesus' saying, essentially, that a prophet is without honor in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own household. I did not experience that kind of rejection, though, as those hearing me on those two occasions said only kind things, at least to me. And 3 years later, all my aunts and uncles on my mom's side traveled across the continent to be at my ordination and first installation. And the aunt and uncle who are my baptismal sponsors even came to my installations in Elgin and here in Kilgore. And yet that does not mean that they or everyone else in the country, including all of us, always honor Jesus. In today's Old Testament reading, God told Ezekiel that he was sending Ezekiel to the people of Israel, a nation of rebels who had rebelled against him and was a rebellious house. We are no better. The United States of America, our nation, our country, was founded 239 years ago in an act of rebellion against a God-given ruler. And in some ways, we have not stopped rebelling against God ever since, dishonoring him and those he puts over us. We may think that that rebellion has gotten worse in the last week or so, but we may be fooling ourselves, wrongly thinking that the corruption of humanity's nature could rather get worse than it already was, say, before the flood, when, apart from God, every intention of the thoughts of human hearts was only evil continually. And yet, those who flagrantly ignore God's law by living in homosexual relationships and trying to call themselves married are horrible sinners. But by nature, so are we all horrible sinners. Who among us perfectly lives sexually pure and decent lives in what we say and do, and does not sin in any other way. Even we who believe by nature deserve death now in time and torment in hell for eternity. And so we will be punished unless we turn in sorrow from our sin, trust God to forgive our sin, and want to do better than to keep on sinning. When we so repent, then God forgives our sin, whatever it might be, for Jesus' sake. There's a lot more to Jesus than we think we know. Certainly more than the people in the gospel reading thought that they knew. They asked where Jesus got the things he taught, what the wisdom was that was given to him, and how such mighty works were done by his hands. They thought Jesus was just a carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, Joses, Judas, Simon, and the sisters there with them. In fact, Jesus was true God in human flesh, with innate divine wisdom to teach, and with innate divine power to do miracles. Jesus may have been a well-known first career carpenter, but he was a lesser-known second-career savior. The rejection in Jesus' own country, among his relatives, and in his own household was just the beginning. Near the end of his personal earthly ministry in Jerusalem, rejection of Jesus would lead to Jesus' death on the cross for the sins of the whole world, including your sins and my sins. When we do not take offense at Christ crucified, but instead repent and believe in him, then God graciously forgives our rebellion and dishonoring of him. God graciously forgives our sexual sin or whatever our sin might be. God graciously forgives all our sin in the specific ways that he has given for us to receive forgiveness. In today's gospel reading, Jesus called the 12, gave them the authority that they needed, and sent them out. The 12 then continued Jesus' ministry, going from one house in one town to another house in another town, preaching repentance and doing miracles that awakened faith. The 12 successors still today continue Jesus' ministry, called and given authority to preach the gospel and administer the sacraments in a specific house of God or specific houses of God. Mighty works are still done by Jesus' now nail-pierced hands, only today he does them through the hands of a pastor, pouring water in holy baptism, making the sign of the cross in individual holy absolution, and in Holy Communion, consecrating and distributing bread that is Christ's body and wine that is Christ's blood, given and shed for you and for me for the forgiveness of our sins. In all of these ways, those who honor and revere Jesus Christ with faith receive the forgiveness of sins that he won for them on the cross. Just in time for the 4th of July, a number of polls and surveys came out claiming to measure people's level of patriotism. One reportedly found that patriotism was tempered by concerns that the nation is not the moral leader it once was, and that Christians face discrimination here at home. Christians' love for their neighbors does not depend on their love for their country. Nor does Christians' love for their neighbors depend on the lack of discrimination or persecution. Even if we all are not called, given authority, and sent, as the 12 apostles were, or as today's pastors are, we all, for better or worse, testify to those around us in the world in various ways. For example, who we like and follow and what we say on Facebook and in other public places can bear witness to both God's law that condemns sin and his gospel that forgives sin. As in the cases of Ezekiel in today's Old Testament reading, Jesus in today's Gospel reading, and Paul in today's Epistle reading, we should expect our witness to be rejected. Rejected in part because God, through us, calls people to repent and to stop doing what they want to do. If our own country, our own relatives, and our own households reject us, they really are not rejecting us as individuals as much as they are rejecting Jesus, and so also the Father who sent him. And yet, like Jesus, we do not retaliate or write people off, even when they scornfully dismiss us, nor do we cease trying to witness to others. And like St. Paul in today's epistle reading, God's grace is sufficient for us, for his power is made perfect in weakness. So we can be content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when we are weak, then we are strong. Even as we might celebrate this 4th of July weekend and pray for the United States, we know that the country and honor that matter more are not earthly, but eternal. With daily repentance and faith, we honor God, receiving his forgiveness through word and sacrament, and desiring the better heavenly country which he has prepared for us. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.